This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier with Travis Mateer, U of I Extension beef specialist, offering tips to farmers who may have to hold on to cattle a little longer if markets are not available.
When we think about holding cattle, generally we do that at the front end. If we're backgrounding cattle or if we're just getting cattle started on feed, we can hold those cattle pretty reasonably and with a lot of success at the beginning. But if we get towards the end of that feeding period and those cattle are heavy, they're cattle that are eating a lot, and they're cattle that are consuming an energy-dense diet, backing them off and holding them is not always the best thing for our pocketbook, and it's not always the best thing for the cattle either. So really, I'm just going to kind of talk about maybe a decision tree here for folks that are looking at needing to slow cattle down or whatever for their market. So before you would make that decision, just be mindful that maybe slowing them down isn't always the best thing. If you look at, depending on how you're marketing them, so probably the first thing to think about is if we're marketing those cattle live or versus a grid. If we're marketing them live, we probably have more flexibility and the opportunity to take those cattle to heavier weight. Sure, this could cause a longer tail on the issue for our fed cattle markets, but as far as the economic situation on farm and this set of cattle, taking them to a heavier weight may be the best option economically. If we're marketing those cattle on a grid, we need to really avoid heavy carcass discounts and yield grade fours. So being mindful of that without cutting quality. So the heavy discounts probably in the teens, somewhere $16, $17 in the meat discount. Yield grade fours, like a choice four, would be back $11. And so those are big discounts that we don't want to get into. The other thing is if we're got those cattle implanted, we want to utilize that implant. So economically, we're probably going to make sure that we still are feeding those cattle good energy, and we don't want to cut crude protein if we're on an implant. If those cattle are not implanted, we may have more flexibility, their opportunity to slow them down a bit without as much economic consequences. Next thing to think about would be current weight. I think most people that are feeding cattle have been feeding cattle to heavier weights here in the last handful of years, and so they're well aware, but our target sell by is probably somewhere around 1,500 pounds. If we're already approaching those heavy weights, we need to be very careful about holding those cattle, and it's probably something that's quite challenging once we get to that weight. So we know those cattle are eating quite a bit of feed. If we are going to hold those cattle and we do make that decision, probably the best thing is to pull some corn out of the diet and lower our crude protein costs. So we could cut some crude protein. We probably could sub in some things like corn silage and some fairly decent or average quality hays. But be aware that's going to drop our net energy gains 2-3, maybe even more points than that. So those cattle could very well stall out. And if we're thinking about cattle that stall out on gain, if we're avoiding those big discounts for a grid or big discounts, that's one thing. But those cattle are kind of going to eat and not provide us a lot of return. And so we have to know what's that diet cost. Is it $2-3 a day that we're putting into those cattle every day with not much return? And so managing that economically is important. So I guess in conclusion, it's not easy to do. If we're on a cell feeder, it's probably even harder. But if we're in a situation where we could sub ingredients out in a TMR, it's doable, but we have to make sure that it's economically makes sense.
Travis Mateer, U of I Extension Beef Specialist. This is the RFD Livestock Report.